This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday.
Okay, well, we want to throw this out there at everybody concerning your past.
Ooh.
The best thing to do about your past is to face it and move on. Refuse to let it hold you back from living in the now.
That's right.
Just be determined. Say, I am not going to let this keep me from living in today.
And beginning again.
Exactly. You know? It's all about beginning again.
That's right.
When you've got one foot in the past and you got one foot in the future,
yeah.
You're actually, well, should we say that on this podcast?
Yeah.
You're peeing on today.
That's funny.
Well, it's true. Yeah. You get a mental picture of that.
That's true.
So get both feet planted in today so that you can be fully present and enjoying and loving your life and recognizing how God is working all around you. Free your mind up. Let your mind be free so you can move on with what He's got for you now.
That's right. And this comes from the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ.
Thank
you know, that's
God.
Just awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, just your past, later. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't define me. Mm-hmm. My past doesn't define me.
Well, yeah. It's real easy to say that, but I can speak from experience. When I was in some really, really deep depression at one time in my life,
mm-hmm.
The pit was so deep, I couldn't see out. I couldn't see any light. But I remember, and I think back to it, God had given me a vision for my life. And when all my props were taken out from underneath me, I kept thinking about that promise. I kept thinking about that vision that He gave to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that happens when things are going to be going pretty south. He'll give you some promises to hang on to.
Yeah.
And I remember those promises. I remember the vision that He placed in my heart. And despite the despair that I felt and how much darkness I was in, that began to come up in me again. And that gave me something to look forward to, because I thought, why would He put that in my heart if that wasn't going to come to pass? Which I'm actually living it out right now.
Right.
But back then, that's all I had to hang on to, was a promise.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was enough. But I tell you, to think about reaching it and doing what I knew my part was to start carving my way out of that hole that I was in, it almost seemed impossible.
Yeah.
But once I did, and was able to let go of all the past and start living one day at a time. Sometimes it's a moment at a time. I was able to come out of that with His help. And again, that's how I was able to move on. And maybe some of you are listening and you remember a promise that He's given you. Maybe you've had a vision all your life and it still hasn't come to pass. And maybe it's because you're still living in the past.
Yeah.
It's all about faith. We want God to show us. And He's like, no, you do this and then I'll show you. But we say, no, God, you show me and then I'll do it.
That's right.
There's no faith in that. So it's a faith walk.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to, what do you know that you know that you know inside that He has told you or that He showed you? Okay?
Yeah.
But having said all that, the reason has to be Him. He has to be the reason for you to go on. He has to be the reason for you to let go of the past and go forward.
You know what? That was our dog, Troy. We apologize. But I, you know, when after I was saved, God really, and He will give you the power and the forthright to ask for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and forgive others in your past, and you know, in order to free you from that.
That's right.
You know, but that's only for, I found out that it only came from the love and mercy and grace of God mm-hmm. that I was able to do that.
You know? When you don't forgive, you're keeping yourself in prison.
That's right.
And what it does to you, if there's something in that you've not been able to forgive someone, and you know in your head you're supposed to, and that hasn't done it for you. And you know it's the right thing to do, but that still hasn't done it for you. And even know that's what God wants you to do, but you've still not been able to forgive. Well, think this way. Think about what it's doing to you to hang on to that. Okay? If you love yourself enough, let it go, because the damage it's doing to your spirit and to your emotional and spiritual well-being.
Yeah, I mean, let it go.
Let it go.
You know, and you know, I'm not ashamed of my past, because that's part of my testimony. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you know, just having the power because of Jesus to move forward. That's what defines me now, you know, and that's what defines all of us when we accept Him.
Well, and so much of what He's wanting to do in our life that we won't let go of, He may have never told us to do in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, God doesn't have to bless or anoint anything He never told you to do to begin with.
Yeah.
Okay? So He may be trying to tell you, I'm wanting you to let go of this dead thing that you started anyway mm-hmm. that I never led you to do. If you'll just let go, I can bless you.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to faith.
Yeah, it does. And God would do amazing things. He would do amazing things.
We got to cooperate with Him.
Yeah.
We got to be willing.
That's right. We do. You know, a funny story, you know, when Teresa, when you and I went back to my 30-year reunion, you're talking about the past and starting over again, and just like our topic today, you know, friends of mine I hadn't seen in years, you know, it's a 30-year high school reunion. And now that I'm an ordained minister and I mean, you should have seen the look on some of these people's
face. I saw them, honey.
I mean, they would go up to me and go, hey, man, I heard you're a minister now.
It was so funny. We heard a lot of the F-bombs.
Yes, we did.
Heard a lot of stories and different things going on. And, you know, we wanted people just to be who they were.
Yeah, we weren't being judgmental in any way. I mean, they're my friends.
It was funny.
Yeah, and so, but, you know, they did see a change, a complete and total change. But it was a change that wasn't judgmental. Mm-hmm. It was a change that I love them, you know, and they accepted my faith. They accepted who I am now in Christ, you know, and I really appreciated that, because, you know, those are true friends that didn't judge me because how much I love my Lord, mm-hmm. you know, and what a world we live in, you know, that you would even have to even think, you know, you have to be accepted if you love Jesus.
Right.
You know, so... Anyway, that's just kind of a funny story that people, you know, that's because of my past, you know, they're very surprised, mm-hmm. you know, and come to find out, a couple of my friends that you never would have thought would be ministers are ministers today. Mm-hmm. And so you know what? God chooses the ones He wants.
That's right.
Okay?
He doesn't choose the equipped. He equips the ones he chooses.
And so... You know, we just pray right now that if you don't know Jesus, or if you've walked away from Him, God is choosing you today.
He chose you.
That's right.
He chose you.
He wants to equip you
yep.
with the Holy Spirit of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so if you want that power, that equipping that only God can give you,
to help you leave your past behind and move forward and begin again.
Yeah, because if you've never given your heart to Jesus, here's your chance. Mm-hmm. Please pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, you tell me that if I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I know that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because I'm giving my life to you, my life is beginning again today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Man, that is exciting stuff. And so if you prayed that prayer, we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. And let us know, you know. And we also, you know, if you have any comments or praise reports or just anything you want to talk about, we're so enjoying the emails we're getting, and we really appreciate it. And we also ask you, start searching for a church.
Right.
But if you would, please make sure, you know, I would hope and pray that you want to be in a Bible-based church. Mm-hmm. And that it's a church that has a mentorship program or discipleship program. Mm-hmm. Have someone walk alongside you. Because this is some kind of an exciting journey that you're embarking on today. Mm-hmm. Don't trust me. Trust God. Mm-hmm. Trust Him in reading His Word. And man, I tell you what, it's a blast.
It is. You'll really be living it up.
You sure will.
Speaking of,
yeah,
we want you guys to enjoy your day. And remember, the best thing to do about the past is just face it and move on.
That's right.
Refuse to let it hold you back from living in the now. Okay?
Remember, the old is gone. The new life has begun.
That's right. We love you guys. Start living it up.
While beginning again.